All right, where were you born and where did you grow up at?
Well, I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Born back in 1961, same neighborhood as Dr. King, so a little bit of history there.
Do you have a family and children?
Yes, I have a wife, Angela. She has an MBA and a PhD. We've been married for 25 years. And two daughters. Aubrey is our oldest. She's 21, senior in college. And Austin is our youngest, 17. She's a senior in high school.
All right. When did you join the service?
I was commissioned 31 July 1982, and I had one more year of college to finish as a senior at University of Tennessee, and I came on active duty the 1st of November of 1983.
All right. What does the Constitution mean to you, and why is it important?
Well, the bottom line is, as a soldier, I took an oath to the Constitution to support and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And so for me, you know, I've always been kind of a guardian of the Republic, this constitutional Republic, and I took an oath to serve and defend this great nation, which is enshrined in those words in our Constitution, which defines who we are. So it means everything to me as an American.
What aspects of the Constitution are most relevant to the issues of today?
Well, I think all of the portions of the Constitution, when you understand the separation of powers that James Madison constructed based upon the book, The Spirit of the Laws by Montesquieu, it talks about, you know, those co-equal branches of government and, you know, the respect between those branches of government. We see the violations of that, and we see the Supreme Court just made a decision 9-0 against the president. You talk about providing for the common defense. You know, we need to do, as Ronald Reagan said, peace through strength, and we need to be able to protect our borders. The founding fathers wrote about that in Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 10, and Article 4, Section 4, when they talked about repelling invasions.
Who is your favorite American hero?
Wow, my favorite American hero. I would probably say it is Colonel Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, who was the hero at the Battle of Gettysburg, Day 2, Little Round Top. Just a simple man that saved the day for the Union Army of the Potomac. He went on to be the person that was the honor guard for Lee's surrender at Appomattox Courthouse, and he became a governor of Maine. And he was just a simple professor of rhetoric from Bowdoin, Maine, but he showed what an American that believes in principle and leadership can do when challenged.
What event in history most speaks to you, and does it have any impact to your philosophy?
Well, I think that, you know, from the beginning, when the Minutemen answered the call of arms at Lexington and Concord, that really defines who we are as American people. We don't retreat, we don't surrender, we make a stand, you know, based upon principle. And I think that that's what we have to come back and understand, who we are as a people, the Constitution, what it means, and to find our courage to make a stand for future generations such as yourself.
Juan Garfias.
What are the most positive things about America?
The most positive things about America is just like what we're doing here today. We're standing on Jensen Beach. We're watching a beautiful sunrise over the Atlantic. And it's all because men and women who are willing to make a sacrifice so that we can enjoy these freedoms.
Sophia, Oliva,
what message would you like to send to the American youth?
The message I want to send to the American youth is that this is a great country, and we need to make sure that we pass on a heritage, a lineage, and a legacy of American exceptionalism to each and every one of you so that you can enjoy all the great liberties and freedoms that all the previous generations have had. So I ask that you understand, you know, who you are as an American citizen, understand what this country means so that you can step up and be the next guardians of this republic.
That's the last question. Thank you for taking the time to allow me to interview you.
Thank you, Tyler.
And,
yeah.
Thank you.
No.